Germany has been accepting immigrants for a long time. This current wave of migrants and refugees is different. Tens of thousands of people are showing up every week. A minority of Germans view that as a threat, but most tell pollsters they welcome the arrivals. The asylum seekers have become essential to Germany's growing economy. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports on the history of immigrants putting down deep roots in Germany.
Candido Mahosch is a popular man in the eastern German town of Freital, and he loves to stop and chat. The 57-year-old is a professional brewmaster who takes great pride in the Pilsner produced at the Dresden brewery where he works. Mahosch is also an elected councilman in Freital, a scenic hamlet of 40,000 where he's lived for three decades. He is a loyal member of Chancellor Merkel's CDU political party, is married to an ethnic German, and has three grown children. In his free time, he coaches a local boys' soccer team.
Come.
Sports is one way Mahosch says he broke the ice with locals who were uneasy about black people back in 1980 when he first arrived from Mozambique. He had come to what was then East Germany for vocational training. He says nowadays he feels as much a part of German society as any ethnic German who lives here. That's because growing ties between EU countries in recent years have helped diversify German thinking, as has a growing need by Germany's aging population for qualified foreigners to fill high-skilled jobs. These days, one in five Germans comes from an immigrant background. Peter Matuszek of the Fossa polling firm in Berlin says roughly 9 out of 10 Germans see their country as a land of immigrants and perceive that as a good thing.
There is a broad consensus that we should accept refugees for reasons of war, political persecution, religious persecution, and so on. But, of course, there is a sentiment that, well, we should not accept in the long run people coming from countries in order to look for a better life, if this is the only reason.
That's especially true in the former East Germany, says Rainer Klingholz, who heads the Berlin Institute for Population and Development.
Clearly, in this situation, people from other countries, immigrants, could be seen as competitors on the labor market. So for that reason, in areas in Germany where the unemployment rate is higher than average, we might see, and we actually do see, more people who are reluctant to this kind of immigration in high numbers.
That reluctance has helped increase support for anti-Muslim and anti-immigrant organizations and has fueled attacks against asylum seekers and their group homes. Back in Freital, Mahosch blames growing unease with immigrants in eastern Germany on unemployment and economic hardship in that region. He says a few acquaintances are taking it out on him by refusing to join him for a beer and a chat as they had in the past. Mahosch says he hopes Berlin will curb the large numbers of asylum seekers arriving in Germany because he fears, quote, the good people will grow tired of them. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Freitag.